In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our Lord often caught people out. People who thought one thing, but said another. When people saw this great miracle, a miracle that meant that a man paralyzed would walk, and other times that someone blind would see, and even at others, someone who is dead who would rise. Yet they reasoned within their hearts. And our Lord would ask them, why do you reason within your hearts? Why are your thoughts different to your words? If you have a concern, why don't you speak out? If you have a criticism, why don't you say? You see, our Lord is a Lord of clarity, a Lord of honesty. He is the light of the world. When you think symbolically, that light is that which breaks darkness, that exposes. God doesn't want anything in darkness. He came that He may be the light of the world. He's warned us time and time again of a hypocrisy that almost becomes normal. It's become normal for us sometimes to smile in someone's face but be thinking unkind thoughts. To look like we're supportive yet in our hearts condemn. To look like we love but in our hearts actually maybe not hate but become resentful. That clarity of the inward being the same as the outward is what makes us reach the perfection that we are called to reach. Perfection cannot be in appearance only. It must be also in the prime of our thought, the core of our hearts. As Christians, our thoughts must be the same as our words. That doesn't mean, however, that we become blunt and hurtful. Because that's just the other extreme. And sometimes people even use that as an excuse. I'm being honest. God is always honest with us. But God is gracious and God is loving. Our honesty must be godly. Our transparency must be holy. And our thoughts must be in line with the mind of God. This is why we gather today, to lift up our hearts together, so that as we stand here in the presence of the Eucharist, in the presence of God on the altar, that our inward parts, our hearts, our minds are also worshipping and glorifying, living holiness, just as our outward is standing here. So when we say, lift up our hearts, we lift up our hearts together in purity and honesty, in our dealings with each other and with others, that our thoughts be always the same, gracious, loving, forgiving, accepting, and actions that are just as holy, so that before God, we stand justified, we stand holy, and we stand as those who seek His perfection. And glory be to God forever. Amen.